drug czar controversy.
The president's open to making a change.
Raqqa liberated at a price.
There is hardly a building that is unscathed.
Speaking out on social media.
It happened to me too.
Me too.
And it happened to me too.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. Democrats want the president to pull Congressman Tom Marino's nomination as the country's drug czar following a 60 Minutes report that showed he was the driving force behind a bill that undermines the fight against opioid addiction. Live to the White House, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, Marino was a lead sponsor of the bill featured in Sunday's piece, a piece watched by President Trump.
We're going to look into the report. We're going to take it very seriously.
The blockbuster investigation, in conjunction with the Washington Post, looked into how drug distributors get their way on Capitol Hill and weakening the DEA's efforts to suspend suspicious opioid shipments. At a news conference here yesterday, the president, who says he'll declare an opioid health emergency next week, was asked if he stands by Marino.
If I think it's 1% negative to doing what we want to do, I will make a change, yes.
Several Democrats have called for that change and for a change in the law, but not Orrin Hatch, the Utah Republican who sponsored the bill in the Senate.
Anyone who claims that I or anyone else steamrolled DEA and DOJ on this bill is either ignorant or woefully misinformed.
Hatch notes the bill cleared both houses last year without any objection, not even from the DEA itself. Peter?
In just a few hours, U.S. law enforcement officials are expected to announce a major milestone to stop illegal drugs from coming into the country. Much of that traffic goes through Miami, and CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
Even with a record number of interdictions last year, there are growing worries.
The tsunami of cocaine that's about ready to wash ashore.
Rear Admiral Christopher Tomney of the Joint Interagency Task Force in Key West says the interdictions are just a drop in the bucket of what's detected.
Just the volume that we're seeing. There is so much movement out there that these networks are not even trying to hide the drugs from view.
The drug traffickers also know there aren't enough ships or planes in the Caribbean to stop them.
Our operating area is 42 million square nautical miles.
Still, Tomney says interdiction isn't the magic bullet. They're focusing more now on going after the networks. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Miami.
After more than 4 months of fighting in the Syrian city of Raqqa, U.S.-backed forces say they've recaptured the former ISIS stronghold. CBS's Holly Williams is there and says there are big concerns about who and what the insurgents may have left behind.
There are thought to be ISIS fighters still lurking in buildings and in tunnels here in Raqqa, and it could take months until the city is finally cleared of explosives that were laid by ISIS. Then they will somehow have to find a way to rebuild this shattered city where there is hardly a building that is unscathed.
Iraqi troops have pushed Kurdish forces out of the city of Kirkuk, and now civilians are returning. More live from the Foreign Desk in London, CBS's Vicky Barker.
Iraqi children shouting their welcome as Iraqi government forces rumble into Kirkuk. Just months ago, these soldiers were fighting alongside their Kurdish compatriots against ISIS. But the Kurds used the chaos of war to seize oil-rich Kirkuk and then included the ethnically mixed city in their non-binding independence vote last month. Witnesses say the Kurdish forces withdrew pretty much without a fight. They have been promised a say in the city's governance. Peter?
There's a new call for Ford to recall thousands of SUVs. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The Center for Auto Safety is calling on Ford to recall all of its 2011 to 2017 Ford Explorer SUVs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating more than 2,700 complaints about possible carbon monoxide seeping into the cabin of Ford Explorers. That includes reports of 41 injuries and three accidents that may also be linked.
The automaker says instead of a full-blown recall, it's urging owners to take their Explorers in for inspections and any necessary repairs. Thousands of people have returned to their homes or what's left of them in California's Napa Valley region, but many more are waiting for the okay to go back after more than a week of wildfires. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Fire crews here continue to make progress.
We can see the end, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Steve Crawford is with CAL FIRE. The two most destructive fires are now at least 70% contained. A growing concern is the number of people still missing. At the moment, around 100 remain unaccounted for. Rob Giordano is the sheriff of Sonoma County.
As the days go by and that number doesn't drop, there's a likelihood that they are a victim of the fire and the fire somewhere.
The death toll right now stands at 41. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Santa Rosa, California.
The Producers Guild of America is the latest organization to expel Harvey Weinstein after multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The Guild says its board of directors' vote was unanimous. More than half of the 38 board members are women. The Weinstein case has seen the hashtag MeToo show up on social media as women tell their stories of being sexually harassed or assaulted. More from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
I was blacked out drunk, and I was taken advantage of.
Sharing her experience as a rape survivor has been empowering for Haley Jacobson.
It's my truth, and no one can take that away from me.
Jacobson wrote on Facebook, I published this because I would do anything to have had these words at 16.
Me too, and I was blamed for it.
I was 9 years old when the child sexual abuse started.
Pittsburgh City Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak wrote, no one would even dare suspect I've been raped, but I have. It happened to me. She continued, I've been touched inappropriately by donors and come on to by so-called political allies and physically intimidated by men in politics.
I never wanted my political adversaries to see this as a vulnerability to exploit. I never wanted to be seen as weak.
NFL owners, players, and officials meet in just a few hours, and the national anthem protests are expected to be top of mind. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league expects players to stand for the anthem. League and team officials hope to reach a compromise. Arizona Senator John McCain has been awarded the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal for his lifetime of sacrifice and service to the country. At last night's ceremony in Philadelphia, he criticized isolationists and the abandonment of American ideals.
To refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
It was a gruesome discovery. Mexican immigrants being smuggled into the country packed into a big rig last summer with 10 deaths. Now the driver has made a deal with prosecutors in San Antonio. More from KRLD Radio's Barbara Schwartz.
James Bradley Jr. faces life in prison after pleading guilty to making the deadly smuggling run. 10 people were found dead in the back of a sweltering semi, which was parked outside a San Antonio Walmart in July. A total of 39 were in the truck. Bradley could have been sent to death row had he gone to trial. A co-defendant is locked up in Laredo and will stand trial in San Antonio. Barbara Schwartz, CBS News, Dallas.
In Pensacola, Florida, a woman has been charged with child cruelty and with homicide. Police say she killed a 9-year-old girl by sitting on her because the girl was out of control. Police say the woman weighs 325 pounds. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. I'm Peter King, CBS News.